From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is seeking the support of Saudi Arabia in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria. The efforts come ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry met with Saudi King Salman, a key supporter of rebels trying to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad Sunday. 11 people were killed in the blast and 21 wounded. A suicide bomber blew up a car near the front gate of the gas production facility. Then at least six militants wearing explosive vests entered the facility and engaged in a gun battle with security forces. Before security forces could neutralize the attackers, the militants were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. Afghanistan's security forces said Sunday they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and have inflicted heavy casualties on them. Witnesses say the fighting on the outskirts of Puli Humri erupted when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts. Several counterattacks forced the rebels to retreat. Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko is admitting that Russia has a problem with illegal drug use by athletes and says he is sorry that his nation's cheating athletes were not caught sooner. Mutko made the remarks in an article in Britain's Sunday Times newspaper. He did not admit any wrongdoing by the Russian government. Russia was suspended by the International Association of Athletics Federations in November. This is VOA News.